Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too. I'm broadcasting from the Administaff Small Business Classic in the Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston. Outstanding event that Administaff is putting on again. This is the fourth Administaff Small Business Classic, and as you heard me say many times before, when Administaff decided to put golf and small business together, it was a Hershey's that makes the Reese cups. They put chocolate and peanut butter together. It doesn't get any better than that. And so we're having a great time here and enjoying being here, representing you, and seeing all the good things that are happening when people combine those two things, golf and small business. Michael Brown, I believe, knows a little bit about that. Mike is the author of a new book called Fresh Customer Service. Mike is a former frontline employee, which he's a leader of the fourth largest Fortune Global 500 company, which we'll get him to tell us about that in a minute. He's our new friend. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for the warm welcome. And enjoy the golf at some of the greatest courses in the country.
they really are. It's magnificent. You know, I played on a course earlier in the week, the Fazio course over at Carlton Woods, Michael. And folks, if you know anything about golf, you know the fairways are mowed pretty nicely and tightly. But, Michael, I tried to bend over. I bent over and tried to snag a little grass out of the fairway to throw up to see which way the wind was going. The fairway was so tight I couldn't pull any grass out of it. It was like a green or something. They're beautiful down here. Michael, tell us, what do you mean when you say the fourth largest Fortune Global 500 company? Which company is that?
Well, Jim, I've spent the last 15 years working inside of a number of Fortune 100 companies, and my last assignment was leading a team of about 1,000 frontline employees and 10 district managers through a retail business that was, as you know, it's very customer-focused and very frontline piece. So when I talk about the Fortune companies that I've worked with, the last one was in the top four and have been the recipient of this, what I call, fresh customer service. So it has worked for Fortune companies, and it's worked for a number of small clients and entrepreneurs who are saying, how do I make myself bigger with a small budget and still give the level of customer service that the big guys are giving? Unfortunately, none of us are doing a real good job at providing customer service, and it's because we're doing it a little bit incorrectly, I think.
Even small businesses are not rising to the level of excellence that they should be. And in fact, Michael, I'm convinced, and I believe this more than anything, I'm convinced that is the only differentiator between a small business and any other business.
Jim, you're absolutely correct. I tell people all the time that you don't have a monopoly anymore on any product or services. You can get it down the street. You can get it online. You can get it from any place.
Everything's a commodity.
Absolutely. The only thing that you can't duplicate is your employees, and that's why people like Southwest keep winning. You cannot duplicate their people.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, another thing that we like to talk about a lot on the show here, Michael, is branding. And my friend Phil Nelman says you got to break out the ding in branding. And what I think the ding is when people need something, they think about your company. And there's nothing that you can have them ding about better than the face of one of your employees for them to need something, and immediately the face of one of your employees comes in their head. Guess what? They're going to make a beeline for you.
Absolutely, Jim. And oftentimes, what people or customers are coming to buy from you, you cannot see. You don't have a SKU number for it. It doesn't have a price. They're buying an experience.
So
they will pick up that cup of coffee, but for the same price of that cup of coffee, they want a world-class customer service experience, and nobody can deliver it better than the person on the front line.
That's exactly right. And talk to us about some of the things that you recommend that we do.
So I've said all along, and have spent 15 years preaching this, that it's No. It's not the customer who's number one. It's the frontline employee who's number one. The customer is number two. When we begin to think that way, we actually get increased retention, our bottom line grows, and we begin to provide this world-class customer service experience. And now more than ever, customers want it yesterday. They don't want an excuse, and they demand it, especially from small businesses. The bar is a bit higher for small businesses because people seem to think that, well, I know McDonald's can't do it or some of the larger ones, but by golly, you're small enough, you shouldn't be that far removed from the customer. So this whole notion around taking care of the frontline employee first, they will take care of the customer and the bottom line will take care of itself. Something as simple as empowering employees to be able to deliver the experience. We will tell people, oh, I want to provide in my small business the best experience possible. You walk up to the employee, they say, well, what's the experience that we're providing here today? They will look at you to say, well, I don't know. And oftentimes there's a disconnect on what that frontline employee thinks the experience should be and the great aspiration as a small business owner that you may have. So the one thing is to close the gap around and agree upon the experience that you want to provide. The second piece is empowering and equipping that frontline employee to be able to deliver that experience.
They've got to be able to make certain decisions, don't they? Recently, in the last couple of weeks or so, I've had two different experiences. Both of them where the experience wasn't working out too well in the beginning, and one person whom I knew was literally a frontline employee with no title or anything like that, and I had a problem, and that person said, you know what, I'm going to take care of this right now, and just loved me up and got me taken care of, and gave me more than I would have gotten, you know, if things had gone well. And then just this week, I had an experience where the person could have, I know this person could have changed everything, and it was at a restaurant, and the service wasn't great, and the person said, I just said, well, I'm not happy about this. I'm tired of waiting on my food. And she said, what do you want to do? That was her question to me. What do you want to do? As if to say, well, I guess your only alternative would be just to leave.
Mm-hmm.
She would have had to have done very little. It's also an example where I don't think anybody had to tell her, you know, how to treat me. She could have done that better on her own. When we come back, I'm going to get Michael to tell us, folks, how to get this across to our employees. And I'm going to ask him, can't you just say to your employees, part of your job is to connect with the customers? 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingham. The book is called Fresh Customer Service by Michael D. Brown. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show lots of different ways, including the ability to podcast. Any interview that we do, you can podcast those and take fair use possession of them. And also you can find articles, thousands of them, and you can find a way to subscribe to my newsletter, which is free. We send it to you by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. The blog is there. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And, of course, we have our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, which I encourage you to go to. That's where you can find Small Business Answers Now. Michael Brown is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Michael D. Brown, he's the author of Fresh Customer Service. And we're talking about starting out at what he considers to be he says there's no chicken or egg quandary. He says the egg comes first, and that's your employees. Right, Michael?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We got a lot of small business owners out there right now listening to you, Michael, and they're saying, you know what? I want some of what Michael's talking about. Start from square one, Michael, and take them through the paces.
Great. I'm going to give you a quick book summary in 3 seconds on how you can do this as a small business owner. The first thing, Jim, is to do what I call side-by-side walking. Come out of the back office, put billing down for a minute, and literally spend the day with the frontline employee to say, what do they actually go through? What do they actually experience? Because sometimes what we think they go through and the challenges that they're facing are vastly different than the actuality. So that's the first step, is conduct a side-by-side walking to understand what it is that my folks are going through. The second step, Jim, is called smart tasking. The tasks that I've assigned my employees to do, are they impeding or are they enhancing the customer experience? Oftentimes you'll walk into the store and the person is more focused on cleaning than they are taking care of you. You have to go 3 miles to find someone just to come and take care of you. So that's about having the right task done at the right time and that they're not hampering the customer service experience. The
right.
third step, Jim, is what I call make it right power. Are the people on the front lines empowered to make the decisions to make it right? Most of the time, customers want something very simple, but if they and that's what fresh customer service is about, is solving the problem now. If you let it fester and walk out of that door, that's when havoc breaks loose. But if the employee can solve the problem on the spot, customers are much likely to come back and have a positive experience. The fourth one, Jim, is the what-if arsenal. Working with employees to say, if a customer comes in today, if a customer calls us today and experienced this problem, here is a standardized solution that has worked in the past, and this is the solution that we should use. Oftentimes, employees are caught off guard, and they begin to panic, and they can't solve a problem that you've solved many, many times before. So that what-if arsenal says, if X happens, this is what we can do, and you continue to refresh that what-if arsenal as time changes. Example, we're dealing with $3.50 gallons of gas. We've never had to deal with that before. Customers are a lot more irate if they have a problem today than they were even last year.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth one, Jim, is a really exciting one that I call bubble-up innovation. The frontline employee has 60% of the solutions to your problem if you just allow that innovation to bubble up. If you think about for a second what Google has done, most of Google's innovative ideas have come from the frontline employees. We need to foster that and let our employees bubble that innovation up and bring it to us as small business owners to say, how can we make the customer experience different and better, and how can we beat the competition? The sixth step, Jim, is what I call relentless focus. Is everyone in the organization, from the driver to the person who answers the phone to the person who pays the bills, the U.S. the owner of this small business, all singing off of the same sheet of music and focused on the customer service experience that you're trying to deliver? And the half step that I call 6.5 is just make it happen. Bring all of those steps together and create a world-class customer service experience that nobody will be able to beat.
What would be wrong at the beginning of these steps to say, let's take this back to the hiring process. Let's say you're talking to a prospective employee, and you say, how many friends do you have? And they say, well, you know, what a weird question to ask. I have lots of friends. Okay, and then I would say, do you have enough friends? Would you like to have more friends? You know, do you have all you need? And the people who say, I'd like to have more friends. That person I would hire. Somebody who said they didn't need any more friends, I wouldn't hire that person. Then I would say, all right, you're going to get a lot of training. We're going to go through the Michael Brown Fresh Customer Service training program. But before we get there, and we're going to talk about all these ways to execute good customer service, before we get there, I want you to know that I want you to make friends, to become a friend to every one of our customers. What's wrong with that attitude, Mike?
Jim, I think that there's nothing wrong with that, and there's a lot of truth to that. But there's a really simple approach when you're hiring people to look for. And there are a number of interview guides out there, but there are three things that make anyone successful, especially when you're looking for someone in a small business. What's the passion, the skills set, and the determination?
Mm-hmm.
But you need to understand what level of passion you want to have in your business, what skills are required, and how determined you want that employee to be. And you match those very simple things up in the very beginning of the interview before you go anyplace else to say, is this someone who's going to work for my business? Is this person passionate about taking care of customers? That's why people work at retailers like The Gap and Starbucks.
Right.
People who work at
Michael,
Starbucks
I've got to wrap it up. Tell our audience where the book's available. Have you got a website?
You can go to freshcustomerservice.com, and Jim, because I'm a big small business lover, I've offered a discount for anyone who purchased anything from me, and all they use is the JIM, the Jim coupon code at the checkout. So
put the coupon code JIM, and they'll give you a discount at freshcustomerservice.com. Michael Brown
off.
Thank you for that, Michael. We appreciate it very much.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.